Proclamation number 5435 of 11th of July, 1952. What you ask in my name. Answer to prayer. Every call that descends to me from the depth will be heard if it arises from the human being's heart in spirit and in truth, i.e., if it is not just a formal prayer which will never reach my ear. Consequently, all my living creations have the fullest guarantee that I will help them if they ask me for it. And therefore there wouldn't need to be any misery and hardship, neither spiritually nor physically, neither on earth nor in the spiritual kingdom. For I gave you the promise, whatever you ask in my name I will give you. Yet how seldom does such a prayer ascend to me, to which I can give fulfillment. As long as my living creatures do not have the right living faith in me, they will not be able to pray intimately to me, and they will only attain this faith when they live in love. This is why their requests are timid. They lack the conviction that the Father wants to and can help them, and therefore the prayer is not as fully effective. It is uttered hesitantly and doubtfully, and my love cannot bestow itself to the extent as it would like to. I am not alive enough in people's hearts, and therefore they do not speak to me as is necessary in order to experience my gracious help. People themselves prevent me from helping them because they would not recognize help as my working without the right faith and thus would not be able to gain an advantage for their souls, but which every spiritual or earthly adversity is intended to bring them. I grant every heartfelt prayer and no being, be it on earth or in the beyond, calls upon me for help in vain. Yet in order to be able to call sincerely, the being has to believe. It is to believe in a supreme perfect being who, in its immense love, wants to help and is also able to help due to its incredible power and might. This faith is to be gained without fail, otherwise the adversity cannot diminish. The adversity, however, was not imposed upon the being by me myself but is only ever the result of its own imperfection, which can be remedied through adversity and suffering if the being itself endeavors to become free from the adversity. The being has plunged into the abyss of its own will but can ascend at any time if only it sincerely appeals to the one who has the power and the will to help, if the being acknowledges him and wants to ascend to him. And if the adversity is ever so big, there is one who can banish every adversity if he is called upon from the bottom of the heart. There is one who only waits for this call from the depths, who rushes to the aid of every being who desires him, who stretches out his hands to every being in order to pull it up, if the being but takes hold of his hand in faith in him who can save it. I just require my living creation's faith in my infinite love and might in order to then let them participate and distribute the gifts of my love without measure. Yet without faith I cannot provide anything to a being. And therefore I try everything to revive faith in my creatures. Once I approach all of them myself, I help everyone to be able to believe, for I will not demand anything from people which would be impossible for them. But there is one thing they must do themselves. They must want to believe. They then will also be able to believe, because I cannot force them to believe against their will. But then all adversity will be over, for then there will be nothing more they could not ask for from the one in whom they believe and whom they now call upon in their hearts, to whom they send up a prayer in the spirit and truth, by convinced faith in his love, his wisdom and his might. Amen.